Right, we've been over the mindset. The mindset, the four tenets of the mindset are: believe you can do absolutely anything. 2, be pissed off you haven't done it yet. 3, absolutely nobody is coming to save you. And 4, your word has to be iron-willed, and use that for unlimited motivation. This is about body language. I like to look at humans from an evolutionary standpoint. I like to look at us as a species because, like I said, I'm an atheist. I do not believe that God put us here. We're not special. We're no different than any other animal here. Okay, we're more intelligent, but there's always going to be a smartest. You know, we're not the fastest or the strongest or anything else. So we're an animal species. And if you look at humans from that perspective and you look at men, males, and I'm assuming, like I said previously, most of you are men, males for a very long period of time had a very physical role. Our role was combatants. Our role was a combative role. Our role was to protect or to destroy or to dominate or to conquer. This was a male's role. So in the modern society where we pretend physicality isn't important and we deny physicality and people say it doesn't matter, it absolutely does matter because since the dawn of human time, my favorite saying that everyone mocks me for, since the dawn of human time, for 95% of our existence, a man's role was primarily a physical role. So physicality is extremely important. And when you're looking at body language, it's quite difficult to have the body language of an alpha. What is an alpha? Let me diverse quickly. What is an alpha? If you look in a lion's pride, who's the alpha? The alpha is the biggest, strongest lion. This is the alpha. The alpha is the badass. So can you mimic the body language of a biggest, longest, strongest lion? Yeah, of course. But if you're not the biggest, strongest lion, you know, it's not as easy to pull off, and someone might call your bluff. So this is actually a very easy video. Body language is down to your physicality as a whole. The body language of a G is a combative body language. I'm not saying you walk through life like this, like looking for a fight, not at all. But you have to have a presence about you, whereas you're not an easy target. It's quite funny, actually, because when you're a fighter, you can spot other fighters a mile off. Like, and it's not just big, muscly guys. Like, you can put me in a room with, and 30 guys who go to the gym, who are fitness experts, can come in and walk through. And if one of them is a high-level combatant, if one of them is a professional fighter like me, I can tell by the way he moves, probably the same way a dancer can sense another dancer. I can sense another fighter. And it's something instinctual. It's something I can't even tell you how I do it. I can just tell by the way someone moves if they can fight or if they can't fight. Doesn't matter, they got the best body in the world. They can be ripped, da, da, da. But it's the way they move. I know, I've seen guys who don't have a body like that and I can sense it. And I've seen guys who are built like that and I can just tell they would crumble. It really is an amazing thing. And I think this is something that you become more tuned into, more honed on when you're a fighter yourself. But it's obviously something that humans naturally possess. We naturally possess the ability to spot another male and think, that guy's a dangerous guy. So I can tell you tips and tricks in an attempt to mimic the body language of a dangerous person, or you can become a dangerous person. This course is not a shortcut course. This is not tips and tricks. This is not bullshit. This is about how to become a G, how to become a genuine ass, a genuine male of substance. And to become a genuine male of substance, you need to know how to fight. It's very difficult to be a G if you're going through life and you crumble at physical confrontation. Because when you get to a certain point in your life, you will encounter physical confrontations. If you're going to go and travel the world and drive fast cars and wear expensive things and attempt to fuck beautiful women all over this planet, sooner or later you're going to attract negative intention from either jealous men or an ex-boyfriend or a brother or a fucking robber who wants your car. Who knows? Are you really a G if you mimic every single aspect of a high quality man, and then when that situation happens, you fold? No, of course you're not. You need to learn how to fight. I don't need to teach you how to fight. I don't need to sit here in this course and say, do this, do that. I don't need to teach you any of that, because you can go, and it doesn't matter what city you are on earth, there's an MMA class or there's a boxing class that will teach you how to fight. You need to dedicate substantial periods and portions of your time to learning how to fight. You need to get hit. You need to have your ass kicked. You need to learn how to kick someone's ass. And this is absolutely essential to, one, the mindset, and 2, the physicality. Firstly, mindset-wise, fighting is a brilliant thing. Because fighting is 100% accountable. Even if you play soccer, for example, even if your team wins, maybe you didn't do very much. Or maybe you kicked the ball and the wind helped you. Who knows? But fighting, if you got punched in the face, you didn't move. And if you punched him in the face, you threw your hand. In fighting, we always say there's no such thing as a lucky punch. And it's true. You know, if I dedicate my life to learning how to punch, and then I knock someone out, is it a lucky punch? No. I knocked him out. That's what I've been training to do. No such thing as a lucky punch. So mindset-wise, it's perfect for your accountability. Secondly, it's a huge challenge. Learning how to fight is extremely difficult. It's more difficult than learning how to dance or learning how to do anything else. And the reason for this is because learning how to fight, all humans have an instinctual way of fighting. We don't have an instinctual way to dance as much, but all humans basically are pre-programmed to fight. But the way we're pre-programmed to fight is completely wrong. We're pre-programmed to lift our head up so we look big and we can see, and to swing with our hands low for maximum power. And these are completely wrong in terms of traditional chin down, hands up fighting. So when you're learning to fight, you're reprogramming your basic instincts. And this is why it's so difficult. This is why it takes more practice than any other sport. I could learn to dance much easier than a dancer could learn to fight at high level. And that's because fighting is extremely chaotic, it's extremely quick, it hurts. And on top of that, you're trying to reprogram a basic instinct. So it's a very difficult thing to do, but if you want to become a G for real, you need to learn how to fight. And once you learn how to fight, your body language, when I say once you learn how to fight, learning how to fight takes years. Once you start to begin to learn how to fight, it's a lifestyle choice. This is not I do a 6-week course and I know how to fight. No, this is a lifestyle choice where you start to dedicate a certain period of your time every single week to being a combative individual. And it's something that you never really give up on because you never completely learn how to fight. So it's something you're gonna have to change your lifestyle and base it around. But when you start to do that, your body language is gonna change. And once again, just like in the first lesson, when you start to do that, the way you interact and view the world will start to change. The way you view other people will start to change. This is a great thing about, especially when I had Twitter and the internet. I wasn't big on Twitter until Trump was elected, and that's when I started to tweet, and they verified me straight away, and I got mixed up, and everything went crazy. But you realize that 99% of the people on there with their opinions and who are being rude would never speak to you that way in real life. It never bothered me. It didn't ever upset me. But when I was on Twitter, I'd never been spoken to that way in real life. Nobody ever spoke to me that way. No one ever argued with me that way. And I thought, well, why is that? And I thought, because I have a physical presence that even I was unaware of. If I sit with someone who hates Trump in the real world, the way they speak to me is completely different than they do on Twitter, because even subconsciously they're thinking, this guy is a dangerous guy. And even if they know I'd never attack them, because I'm not an idiot, I'm not an animal, I don't have a criminal record, I'm not a thug. But instinctually, inside of their mind, from an evolutionary standpoint, they're thinking, this is not the kind of guy you call names. This is not the kind of guy you talk to in that manner. And that was a really great experiment for me to see the way that people talk to you through a computer and the way that I've never been interacted with that way in real life. And I was like, well, why is that? Because I said this to someone else. They go, oh, people talk to me like that all the time. I was like, well, yeah, it's because you're you and I'm me. So a physical presence is a real thing. And it's a real thing, one with other males, and it's certainly a real thing with females. Absolutely a real thing with females. And this is something that either I can teach you to imitate, I can tell you tips and tricks, or you can just go and fucking do it. If you go and do it for real, you don't need tips and tricks. Are you gonna be world champion? No, because I'm in the top 0.1% of physical athletes. But can you be good? Sure, you can be good. And is it gonna damage your life in any way to dedicate specific time learning how to fight? Of course not. You're gonna be in better physical condition, better mental condition. You're gonna have a better body language, because a male's body language is a combative body language. That's what men are meant to do. We are meant to fight. We're meant to conquer. This is why men have been men since the dawn of human time. This is why the Romans got some rocks, melted the rocks, made swords. These motherfuckers, they didn't have Google Maps. They didn't know where they were going. They thought, let's just walk in this direction. And then we're going to find some people, and we're going to kill them. We're going to take all their women, and we're going to conquer their city, because we want to. This is what men have been built to do since the dawn of human time. Men are combative individuals, so to pretend that combat's not real anymore, and we live in society, and you don't have to do that, all garbage, you know? And this is Western society bullshit anyway. I've been to 71 countries. If you go to the places I've been, you will realize that physical presence is still a very real thing. Absolutely a very real thing in many parts of this planet still today. So, body language of a G is a very, very short and simple lesson. One, go and learn to fight, because a man's body language needs to be a combative body language, and there's no point in me teaching you how to imitate that when you can go and learn it for real. That's the first thing. go and learn how to fight. And that's it. It's really that simple. If you want a body language which really does display your value as a high value male, then go and become one. And learning how to fight is the easiest way to do that.